Jones. Someone said as we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. And then I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands. I'm a man who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. And now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I. Whoa, fast. And all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. And now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I. Miss Jones and I. Miss Jones and I.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Soundtrack Review with Charlie and Shireeni.
Hello. It is a wonderful day here, and sadly, our last show of this semester.
I'm really sad about this.
Me too.
But it's been fun.
I feel like we're ending on a really good note by reviewing the soundtrack of The Bridget Jones Diary.
I am absolutely buzzing to review the soundtrack because I love Bridget Jones' Diary. I think it's an absolutely hilarious movie. And I was watching it not long ago and thinking, how good are these songs playing in the background? I was like, oh my God, so many like girl power songs.
Oh, just every single song is perfect for the moment. So guys, again, if you haven't watched it, you need to watch it as soon as you finish listening to our show. I rewatched it for the second time yesterday.
You rewatched it for the first time.
That didn't really make sense, did it? But I just realised how perfect the songs are. Like, you can only tell that there's like a little song in the background. You're like, oh, what's that? And then suddenly, it's great. It is so great.
It's another one of these soundtracks that I think is so well catered to the movie. They're so fitting of what's going on.
Oh, definitely. I feel like we've also said that for every soundtrack that we've chosen, so.
Well, we only pick the best soundtracks.
We've got consistency, guys.
We have. Anyway, this is an absolutely blockbuster of a movie. Came out in 2001. Renee Zellweger, Colin Firth, Hugh Grant. Absolutely fantastic cast. And it follows the story of Bridget Jones, who is, it starts off, she's kind of an unhappy spinster, really.
Yeah.
In her 30s, having a bit of a life crisis. So this is kind of the first song that played. I think very fitting to how she's feeling at the time. This is All By Myself by Jamie O'Neill. Have a listen and see what you think.
When I was young, I never needed making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. But when I dial the telephone, nobody's home. Thank you. feel so insecure, and love so distant and obscure remains the cure.
What do you think of that, Shrini?
Oh, it's lovely. I feel so sad for her. Whilst this song is playing, she's kind of got to the point where she's decided she wants her life to change. She doesn't want to wear her mum's clothing anymore. And so she
I can understand
a diary.
That.
And it's really, it's kind of like uplifting. You're there like, yes, Bridget, you become the woman that you want to be.
You do you. You stop being that unhappy spinster you are.
Aw, no, it's such a lovely song.
You got to feel for her when a song like that's playing. That song really does do a good job of depressing
oh
me.
Oh, God, yeah.
Anyway, moving on to the next greatest song on here. I think in every great soundtrack, I believe, you ought to throw in a good Chaka Khan song. You can't go wrong with a bit of Chaka. And again, another really like good girl power kind of song. I feel like many of these turn up in this film because from what I've heard about Bridget Jones, this is quite interesting actually. I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody told me that this film was catered to come out at a time where there was an increase in divorce and an increase in spinsters in England.
Oh.
So a lot of unmarried women in England at the time, particularly middle-aged women. So apparently this film was catered to come out at a time to kind of like show women like, you be you, you do you. If you want to be happy, you can. You've just got to go out and get it.
And so this song, I'm Every Woman, is perfect for this cause. So let us know what you think, guys. Tweet us in at This Is LSR. This is I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan.
Thank you.
such a good tune that is.
I am sure that every single woman listening to this is in love with this song.
And in love with this movie. I mean, what woman doesn't like Bridget Jones's Diary?
Oh, gosh. So the All Music Review has actually counted I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan as kind of the centrepiece for the movie. It's showing the uplifting spirit of women. Like, you've got the power, girl. Come on, you can do it.
I can totally see that as well. I mean, like I just said, apparently, like, why the film came out, this song really kind of, like, sums that up. Like,
it's
come on, girls,
true.
Kind of thing.
And at this point, Bridget's actually looking for a new job because she was kind of, let's say, laying with her old boss. And
that's a good way of putting it.
Thank you very much. But so, yeah, she's looking for a job in television, and it's kind of hard because, you know, it's TV. But then she finally gets a job to be employed at Sit Up Britain.
Why not?
Which is quite good.
Anyway, next amazing song on the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. Do you want to introduce us, Rainey? This is a banger.
Oh, God. This is Respect by Aretha Franklin, and it is the perfect song for this moment because at this point, she's gone to hand in her notice and say, I'm leaving my old job, joining the TV, and then demanding respect from her boss. So,
you
this
go,
is
girl.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I
enjoy,
like it.
Guys.
A tune.
You go, Bridget. You tell everyone and gain the respect that you need.
You go and get some R-E-S-P-E-C-T, girl.
Yes, Charlie.
Managed to spell it. I always have problems doing that bit. I can sing it along with the song, but I just can't spell
no,
it.
No, it's definitely harder to sing lyrics. No, speak lyrics than it is to sing them, because you've got to be in tune.
Definitely. And you've got to be in time with Aretha.
Oh, gosh. So difficult to do. So, Charlie, what's the next song that we have?
We're just dishing out good tunes. I think this is one of the best soundtracks we've done. This is It's Raining Men. Now, the original version was by the Weather Girls, but this version is by Jerry Halliwell. Another really good cover for it, actually. Mm-hmm. And just once again, it just keeps on coming. All these, like, girl power tunes, like, women win kind of tunes.
Literally, women win. Women are the greatest.
They really are.
That is the story.
Brilliant. Let's have a listen to It's Raining Men by Jerry Halliwell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving today. Absolutely loving it. I feel so empowered.
Oh, definitely. Empowerment is the word from this film.
Definitely.
So again, you know how the soundtrack review and Shirley, we like to kind of give out spoilers, don't we?
It's our thing. We wouldn't be us if we didn't spoil every movie for people that hadn't watched them.
But at this point, what was the boss's name, Charlie?
Daniel Cleaver. It took me a minute to remember, but we got there.
He's actually getting beaten up by Mark. So these are two men fighting over Bridget Jones.
I'd just like to say it's Colin Firth and Hugh Grant fighting. So definitely worth a watch.
Oh, it is insane. So at this point, they're like, they're punching each other, rolling around. And it's so funny because they're in the streets and there's just like a whole horde of men going around them. And they go into this Italian restaurant and there's a man. And I found this hilarious, coming down with a birthday cake. And so they stop fighting to sing this boy happy birthday, then carry on fighting and like crash out the window.
I love that scene.
I have never laughed so much.
When they crash out of that window, it's always one of those moments where I think, if this were real life, you'd probably be dead or in a hospital at least.
Oh, you'd be so badly scratched.
But it's Hollywood, isn't it? Anyway, as much as this film is about empowerment, it's also like showing how breakups and being alone, especially when you're middle-aged, is very difficult. So the next song is Out of Reach by Gabrielle. Beautiful song, but it also, like All By Myself, it kind of like connects with how sad Bridget Jones really is and how much her diary really means to her when she is upset about Cleaver and Mark. So this is Out of Reach by Gabrielle.
Knew the signs wasn't right. I was stupid for a while, swept away by you, and now I feel like the fool. So confused, my heart's bruised. Was I ever out of reach, so far? I never had your heart. Out of reach, couldn't see. We were never meant to be. Catch myself from despair. I could drown if I say.
Good. absolutely brilliant. And like, again, just something that really connects with the situation. Like, Bridget Jones is really sad that once again, after being with Cleaver, he's messed her around and she's by herself again.
I feel so sad for her.
But we don't have to for very long, because this is the point that we realise that Cleaver was an idiot and Mark is the one.
Mark is so the one. We are all Team Mark here on the Soundtrack Review.
If you like, tweet us in at This Is LSR. Let us know, would you go for Colin Firth or Hugh Grant?
Ooh, but are difficult we talking one. About the actors themselves or the roles that they play? Because
ooh,
that's quite a toughie.
I feel like if it came to the actual movie, I would definitely go for Mark over Cleaver.
Oh, definitely.
Yep. Definitely.
Unanimously voted.
Mark is the sweetie. Anyway, we're already coming to the end of our last show.
How has this happened? The world is against us.
No. But I've had so much fun doing this show.
Me too.
It's been absolutely brilliant. We've had a blast. And also, you should go and like our Facebook page, the Soundtrack Review that we've made.
Aww.
If you want to listen to any of our other shows that we've done, we've podcasted all of them and we'll be putting them on our Facebook page.
Yep, so our first two shows are actually available to listen back to now. Those were, just to remind you again, first one was Guardians of the Galaxy and second one was Minions. We're hoping very soon that we've got all of them, including this one, up on air, so you can spend your Christmases listening to Shreyli.
The Soundtrack Review shall not die, and neither will Shreyli. We'll be back after Christmas.
So we're going to leave you on a great note by the song Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Diana Ross and the Supremes. See you next year, guys.
Have a great Christmas.
Bye. Bye.
Call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
No wind, no wind, no rain,
no rain.
Oh, winter's cold, can't stop me, babe.
Oh, babe,
baby,
baby.
If you're my goal,
oh,
no wind.
Miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips.